Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about the special things you can do when you're showering together.
There's an anonymous quote about showering that says, "The shower is where we get to wash away the day's worries and embrace each other." I was just like, aww.
I find that interesting because we take our showers first thing in the morning. So I don't know if we're...
Okay, well, but it's a nice sentiment.
It
ties into showering.
No. And it reminds me of something we're going to talk about here in a little bit.
Wow, that's the first time you've been like really critical of my quote, of being like that doesn't fit.
Well, right? I'm just saying, for us, we take showers in the morning, so
it's true. But we have taken showers in the afternoon and evening.
We have. All right.
It's not our regular.
Let's move on.
Welcome everyone to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, and you know we start every episode with a hug after we have a little banter there, clearly about the quote of the day, but. This hug came from a post that was put up in the One Family Private Facebook group. And it's been a little while since we've had one of these because it starts off with a, "Y'all, we did it."
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, a "we did it" is when a couple has undertaken a sex challenge and is sharing their success with that, whatever that looks like for them. And she goes on to say, "A month ago, we were in crisis. After 4 years of struggle, we were both emotionally wrung out and about to break. Something had to give. Lots of things, in fact. In the middle of the mess, both in tears and trying to find a way forward, my husband said, 'Maybe this will make you mad, but I really want sex right now.' Him asking for sex had been a rare occasion over the last few years, so I just went with it and really enjoyed it. That led to cuddles and kisses and more conversations and more sex. Each day since, we've kept that connection, physical and emotional. Some days we've had hard conversations about the issues that brought us to that point. Some days we're worn out dealing with kids, business, and life. Some days one of us is a little more excited about it than the other. Some days it is next level. Most days we start and end the day with sex and maybe even find time during the day. Every day we are intentional about relearning what matters to each other, both in the bedroom and out. The old hurts still show their faces, but we work on them now instead of adding to them. 31 days of sex has been about so much more than sex."
Man, I just love it. I love it. And "we did it" are just, it shows, because for so long, Elisa and I have shared, if you haven't listened to, episode one is our 60-day sex challenge. And so many folks, so many couples in the One Family have done challenges, sex challenges, 7 days to 31 days and longer. And every single one of them comes out going, "I didn't believe it. You guys said it was more than just sex. It was more than just sexual intimacy." And almost every single time, to a T, each of them will go, "It was way more than just the sex." So if you haven't done one, if you haven't taken a challenge on, think about it. We have multiple episodes here. Go search them. We talk about 7 days, 30 days, our 60-day sex challenge. Think about it. It's more than just sex.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we jump into today's episode, you know, it's this topic of showering together. And, you know, Tony and I, we were kind of tossing around some episode ideas and we're like, when was the last time we talked to the One Family about showering together? Guys, it's been like 5 years.
Yeah. Long time ago,
which for us equates, I was doing the math. I actually pulled out the calculator and did the math. That's somewhere for Tony and I between probably 1700 and 1800 showers that we've taken together in that period of time.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
How many days a week did you
I went, and just so y'all know what the math was, I went and took 365 days times 5 years.
Yeah.
And then I subtract, which I think was like 1800 something, something, something. All you math people had already figured it out. And then I subtracted probably 100, 150, just saying,
okay, that's about
there's
right.
probably been a few days.
Yeah.
You know, handful of days every year that we don't. So that's us.
All right.
Right.
Wow. That's a lot.
I know when you put it down in numbers, that's really kind of a funny number for a couple to think about. And it's really going to be interesting because we asked all of you in the One Family up there on Instagram last week, we asked you how many of you have regularly shower together, or how often a week do you shower together was the actual question. And we had somewhere in the vicinity of about 600 responses. 71% of you never shower together.
During the week.
Well, the question was how many times a week
do you shower?
Right. So
71% of folks are saying that they do not.
Right. But you said during the week, and I'm including weekends.
Oh, well, I mean the week, baby doll. Sunday to Saturday or Monday to Sunday. The week.
It was just a weird comment that you said during the week. Yeah. So you don't shower together. 71% of you do not shower together. 20% shower together 1 to 2 times. 4% shower together 3 to 4 times per week. And 5% shower together 5 times per week.
Five plus times.
Yeah.
That's a massive. I mean.
Tony's speechless, you guys. He's like staring at the numbers. He's like, I don't even know.
It's just massive. Like 71% never shower together.
Mm-hmm.
And that number to me is mind blowing. Literally mind blowing. I would think. Out of 600 responses, folks, I mean, like, this is you. This is the One Family. I figured that number would have been like maybe in the 40s. The 1 to 2% is where I thought would be the majority of
the 1 to 2 times.
The 1 to 2 times. Yeah. Because, you know, there's still life going on, but at least we're making it at least once or twice a week. So this is like literally mind blowing. Elisa and I are in that 5%. We're 5+ times a week.
Yeah. And have been
for years. Yeah.
Which is a big part of our story, because like seeing these numbers, like Tony said, he expected the numbers to be different, but this is straight up what you guys say. And you know, it really got us into this question of going, well, why do couples shower together? Why don't they shower together?
Mm-hmm.
And like we know for our own marriage where intimacy is strengthened in us showering together. But if there's 71% of you that aren't showering together, can we get step into this place in this particular episode where we start exploring the fact that showering can be a form of intimacy? It can be a place to develop intimacy.
Mm-hmm. And again, intimacy is closeness and connection, not just sex. So it's about how do we get close and connected through the act of showering?
Absolutely. And, you know, I grew up in a family that like, maybe a handful of times growing up, my parents took a shower together, but like, I don't remember.
You don't remember mom and dad just going?
No, your parents?
No, your mom and dad.
No, not my parents.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I mean, even prepping for this episode, I was like, do I? And I can't like, but then I meet Tony's parents and it was like their thing.
Well, dad was a plumber general contractor. So dad would get up early in the morning. Dad would be anywhere from 3 to 5, 3 to 6 a.m. He was out of the house, depending on where he was going, what he was doing. So he was gone. But even myself, I remember this. There were years when he had to travel and he was away for the week to work on construction sites or whatever. But as I got like middle school through high school, he was always home at night. And no kidding. Mom worked. She had a day job too. And when dad would get home, whatever time that would be, they would take a shower together. And dad, because he was a plumber and general contractor, I mean, sometimes he'd be home, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock. So he'd wait for mom. And then other times he wouldn't be home till like 7, 8 o'clock at night. But it wasn't, I'm trying to think in my own mind, I'd have to talk to mom now. But I always felt like, yeah, they would just take a shower together. And obviously once, you know, we met and you came to California and we were there and you saw it as well. And
yeah, it was like the weirdest thing to me at the beginning, because I was just like he would come home or she would come home, whoever, you know, and like, okay, we're going to go take a shower. And I'm like, what are they doing? Why? Like every day. And, you know, then they'd, you know, come out and they'd be in their sweats and, you know, wet hair, and
that's right.
And that's how they'd come to dinner.
They'd almost come out. Yeah, they'd come out in like their sweats
and their jammies or whatever. And that was how they prepped dinner. And it was such a normal thing in Tony's family.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go and get married. And I was actually thinking back like all the way to our first, like I remember being in our first apartment as a married couple.
I remember that bathroom. It was at the end of the hallway, and our bedroom was right to the right of it.
Exactly. And I know we were showering together because I have one distinct memory of the water filling up, probably because my hair had clogged the drain, and us just like trying to like dance around it, but having a conversation. So I know literally from the beginning of our marriage that we were showering together.
True. But in this, I also remember when we moved to Loma Linda, and I was working in LA because I was driving to LA back and forth every day, and you're driving to Orange County, and we were up at what, 3-4? I think we were like up at 4:30 a.m. And then depending on when we got back, but I'm trying to remember that period of time. And the only time I really remember us showering there was because we got into backpacking and hiking. Mm-hmm. And so it was on the weekends that we would shower together because we would get up on a Saturday or Sunday morning and we'd go hike in San Gregorio, or we'd go, you know, out to San Jacinto or Mount Baldy or wherever we were hiking. And then we'd come back and we'd shower. But during the like the Monday through Friday week, I don't remember us showering there.
I don't remember a lot because we were so exhausted all the time.
Mm-hmm. And then even Costa Mesa after that. That was that beautiful one bedroom place.
The one bedroom was great. The bathroom was like really tiny.
I remember
our place. So there are two other showers that I have very, very distinct memories of. And one was our first place in Garden Road where the shower,
oh, that
you
thing
guys,
was so tiny.
The shower was like a very, very small.
It was like
closet.
4x4. Maybe 5x5, but it was a square.
I'm going to go 4x4 because I don't think I could stretch out, but there's no way.
I think it was 4x4. It was small.
But we still shower together in that shower. So all of you, like we're going to talk about reasons why you don't shower together. All of you that said it's too small, I'm just telling you. I remember even as a new mom, I remember putting Alex in the shower, in that shower, like having him in there. I have no idea. And then I remember.
That's hilarious.
I remember our house in Carmel Mountain because big, wide open California bathroom. I still don't understand why California.
That one was the bad thing about that shower, and I know where you're going to go. Go.
No. Go ahead.
No, you share.
So fabulous shower. It was big, lots of space, but because there was no door on the bath, like you finish taking a shower and you're freezing. And I like coming out of a shower and having the bathroom be all nice and toasty. So that bathroom very distinctly, I remember we'd get out and it was like, okay, how close can we have a robe, a towel or whatever to us?
That one, I did not like that. I loved that house. I loved the location, but that shower and that bathroom overall just was horrible. It didn't keep the warmth in. And for all of you who do take cold showers, God bless you.
Like, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, as we get into reasons why couples don't shower together, one of the things that did came up and somebody, I think, used the phrase, my husband likes the temperature of the water my husband uses is like glacial runoff. I very distinctly remember hearing that phrase. I'm like,
yes.
Okay, that would be a reason for me not to shower with Tony. Like if he wanted, I would have to hop out before the cold shower part came in because I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And that's what I would say on that one. Like, hey, take a shower together, and then whoever wants that glacial runoff, like spend your 2 or 3 minutes in the glacier water and there you go. But at least you have that time together.
You know, and we asked the question of you guys, you know, why don't you shower together? Because it was a curious thing to us, because like I said, this has been kind of our normal. Like we tell our kids all the time, hey, we're going to shower. Like they just know we've normalized it for them that mom and dad go off and shower. And so we heard from a lot of you. And the responses were like so varied. Mm-hmm. You know, we heard that, you know, for some of you, you've got younger kids. And so you only one person can shower at a time. And that's, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. When they're old enough to be getting into things, you please watch your children in the interest of safety, 100%.
With that, though, I do remember there were times, though, kids would go to bed. We would take a shower after kids were going to bed early in the morning before kids were up. So there were still times that we made it happen. Mm-hmm.
Some of you talked about the fact that is your alone time or your spouse's alone time. 100% yes. Still a yes in this family, in this marriage. Because there are just times I'm like, I'm just going to take a shower. He's like, you want to come with? And I'm like, no, I just want to.
So in really what I think we're looking at 71% of you say you do not take a shower at all.
Together.
However you look at your week, Sunday to Saturday, Monday to Sunday, whatever it is. So all we're looking at this week, can you guys figure out a way to maybe take a shower one time a week? That's it. Like, it doesn't need to get crazy. We're not saying, hey, you got to take a shower five plus times a week. Can you strengthen your physical intimacy? That's the non-sexual touch, your emotional intimacy, and possibly your sexual intimacy by jumping in the shower maybe one time a week.
Well, it's also your emotional intimacy, right? Because it's the conversations that happen there. You know, some of you had also said, like some of you said, we like baths instead. So I'm actually going to put the baths into the shower category.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to tomato, tomato, mm-hmm. right? You're still in the bathroom, in water together. You know, some of you talked about size differences, and there was one very distinct, again, there were a couple of distinct comments on this. Somebody said their husband was like 6'5 or 6'7.
Wow.
And you know, very tall, large man. And so huge. So you're constantly getting blocked out of the shower. I get it.
I get it.
That would be a thing for me too. You talked about the fact that either you don't like your spouse seeing your body or your spouse is too modest. Mm. And so that being naked and exposed feels very vulnerable. You have opposite schedules, right? There are all different reasons why you don't.
Mm.
But let's get into the reasons why some 29% of you have said that you do. Because I think for the 71% of you that you're like, oh, okay, well, we can't do it because our shower's too small. Guys, we had a small shower. You know, different temperatures, mm-hmm. you know, different schedules, all this kind of stuff. There are still 29% of you that are like, yeah, we're making this happen. And I think that's really important because when you get into it, like why somebody does something that you don't do, it might actually unlock an opportunity for you guys to see this as an option for increasing your intimacy, for having it as a form of intimacy. You know, all of you that talk about your kids, some of you actually said that's the whole reason you get in the shower together because it's the only time you get away from your kids and you get time by yourselves.
Mm-hmm. I remember those days, you know, when they're old enough to sit in front of a TV or some sort of activity for 20 minutes, you know, always told them like, hey, mom and dad are in the shower. If you need us, come knock on the door,
mm-hmm.
you know? And today, and I'm going to even say today, look it, we didn't have the monitors like you all have today. Like, let's be clear. Like, you guys all have monitors, like the ones of you who have young kids and everything, you guys have monitors. You're carrying them everywhere. You can watch your kiddos. Like there's like never before. They'll be okay. Like they'll be okay. Give them instructions, train them up, let them know what's going on. And again, yes, if they're younger and all that, and they're into that stage where they're just getting into everything, got it. We've been there.
Please don't leave your kids alone.
Yeah. Don't leave your kids alone. But realize that as a parent raising your children up to let them know that your marriage matters and taking a shower together, something like this is okay. They understand. We got kids that are much older now. They understand. They've grown. So too often, I think we hear this in so many different ways. The kids. Train up a child. That's our job as parents. Train up a child. Teach them. And they will understand.
Mm-hmm.
They will.
You know, other reasons why couples do shower together, you know, it's time together without any distractions.
Mm.
No phone, no TV, no remote control, none of that. Helps me get out of my mom mode easier.
Mm.
So for all of you that struggle to get out of mom mode because you're constantly listening or looking, like maybe you need to get in the shower with your spouse.
Mm. I like this one. Laughter it brings in water smooches. It's like kissing in the rain.
100%.
Yeah, especially if you have like one of those big ones that like
the waterfall,
the or the rainforest.
Rainforest, one. Yeah,
whatever those big ones. Time to talk. Sometimes it gets sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but not always. And I want to bring that is point up.
Very
like,
true.
You don't have to be naked in the shower and automatically have that go to sex every single time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a season in our marriage when the kids were in that like probably elementary, middle school range where because they were up in activities and stuff like that, we did have shower sex a lot more frequently.
True.
And as they've gotten older, we're like, yeah, we can use our bed. Like they're not like it's a season. Now the shower is time for our physical and emotional intimacy and not our sexual intimacy.
Correct.
And I think that's a really big thing for you to start to kind of get your head around is that, you know, for every reason not to shower together, there are reasons to shower together. And it really can get into like four very specific pillars of intimacy. And understanding that the shower is a tool to like increase and strengthen those pillars of intimacy is a gift to you and your marriage. And we're going to talk about that after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're back, and we're talking about showering together as a form of intimacy, and, you know, showering together has the opportunity to impact 4 out of 6 of the pillars of intimacy. And just a side note, if you don't know what the 6 pillars of intimacy are, you can check them out in the bestseller, The 6 Pillars of Intimacy, The Secret to an Extraordinary Marriage. That's available at sixpillarsofintimacy.com. But let's start with the two obvious pillars first, and that's your physical intimacy. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to be in a shower with another human being and not touch them.
Yeah. And again, we look at physical intimacy as the non-sexual touch.
Yes. So this is lathering up a back. This is giving that, you know, kiss in the rain.
It's even just the little touches in there. I look at Elisa and I, and I'm just thinking of our showers nowadays. I'm usually the first one in. And it's a weird tub because it's like a big old step you got to get in, and it's a glass door, and Not my favorite. But anyways, Elisa comes in and literally she's coming in and I'm putting out my hand and helping her in. There's that touch of our hands. I just make sure I'm just guiding her in. Like she'll come and she'll turn around and I'll just put my hands like on her shoulder or something like that. And so it's a very just a natural place of just that connection, that closeness and connection through our physical touch. Mm-hmm. There's nothing sexual about it. And yet it draws us closer together.
Well, and that brings the other, you know, kind of obvious pillar is your emotional intimacy, mm-hmm. right? Because it is the conversations the two of you are having. Like the quote that I shared with all you at the beginning, it's an opportunity to you know, kind of wash away the day and embrace each other. Well, not just, you know, physically embrace each other, but emotionally. Mm-hmm. Whether you're starting your day and you're talking about what's going to happen over the course of the day, whether you're, it's been a long day and the two of you are showering together and you're decompressing, which was another reason that couples talked about showering together. This place of, you know, you don't have the distractions, you don't have the prying ear, you don't have the other demands on your attention, and the two of you can just really be emotionally intimate as you are also physically naked. It's a very vulnerable opportunity and space. And so really when you start thinking about it, you know, you can look at your physical and your emotional intimacy.
And I want to say on this one, I think as our children have grown, it has been that place where we've been able to have some conversations about the children and what's 100%. Going on, because they're still in the home. They're still in the house. They're still here. And yet we got the water running and we can have these conversations in the shower. And it's a different conversation than if we're on a walk and talk, say mm-hmm. on the beach or something. And that dynamic changes. And I think, and especially in those times when there have been heated moments or things have happened and it needs to be addressed. And it's not like, oh, okay, well, we're going to just talk about the children right in front of them here. We can have a moment in the shower, discuss it. Boom. Now, that doesn't happen all the time, but I do remember times when that has mm-hmm. happened.
Because it's a great way away from everything else. You know, the other two intimacies that really can be impacted by this, well, you have your recreational intimacy, right? Like it's just, you know, some of you mentioned baths, or, you know, we'll put baths and showers. It's just that time where you're like, okay, well, like, are we going to get bubbles? Are we going to have like a special loofah? Are we going to, you know, like what's up? Are we going to lather each other up? Are we going to, you know, have fun in the shower?
Right. And that's what recreational intimacy is all about. How do we have fun together?
100%. And then you look at your sexual intimacy. Mm-hmm. And I very purposely put this one last because physical intimacy in the shower does not have to 100% lead to sexual intimacy in the shower.
And this is something like Elisa and I were jumping on before and just talking. I can't remember the last time we had sex in the shower.
You don't actually enjoy sex in the shower anymore.
I don't.
I mean, let's just be honest. Like, if we're going to talk about it, let's just be honest.
I understand, but I'm just saying there, like you mentioned, there was a period in time when we did, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that.
I don't
time.
Actually enjoy shower sex all that much. It's a convenience when we have to, like if we're traveling or things like that, and yeah, you know, like if we've got a room full of people and we're like, okay, where do we get time to ourselves? But as our sexual intimacy has changed over the years, mm-hmm. I think we enjoy sex outside of the shower so much more that sex in the shower is kind of like a eh.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it anymore.
But there was a time that we loved it.
When it was just like, man, this is great. I love it. I love the water. I love everything about it. But everybody to his own. And if it's a season where you are in it or a season when you're not, it's okay. How are you guys? Again, intimacy is how are we getting close and connected. Mm-hmm. In any of the forms of intimacy, mm-hmm. in any of the pillars of intimacy, because we can be close and connected. And that, in each one of those, as we strengthen those pillars, we can have the extraordinary marriage we desire. And a shower may be that place where you're touching on a couple of these. And sexual intimacy, like for Elisa and I, it really just doesn't cross our mind anymore. Sort of like, I'd rather have sex, like have hot, like fun sex with like massage oils and all this sort of stuff. And then let's go take a shower afterwards.
Like, right, cleanup.
Like that's cleanup. So that's great. But to have sex in the shower right now, I'm like, whatever.
Well, and that's a big part of the emotional intimacy when we talk about showering together, right? What are the expectations? What do the two of you think about? Do you want to have that passionate sex beforehand and then clean up? Or do you want to have passionate sex in the shower? I will just say this. You might need a lube when you're in the shower just because mm-hmm. all the parts get dried out, rinsed off, water, all that kind of thing. Please use a water-based lube because silicone or oil-based lubes can make the floor of your shower very slippery. Mm-hmm. And we'd like everybody to be healthy and not get injured and all that kind of stuff. So disclaimer.
I put a resource here for everybody, a lube that we used in the shower for years. It's called Good Clean Love. So I just put a link here in the episode notes for you if you want to check that one out.
You know, and when you're in the shower together, I mean, make that time special. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is going to be your time, if it's going to be a place where you're intentionally building and fostering intimacy, you know, think about things like the soaps that you use.
And again, right? we're saying, let's go from zero to one.
Right. This is not like, don't try and run the full marathon, people.
Right. So I agree. If getting a scented soap, you know, if it's like making a playlist, like a mm-hmm. song playlist that allows the two of you to be connected, What can you two do to get to one shower a week?
Mm-hmm. You know, think about it. Think about, you know, do you want to have, you know, candle lights in there? Do you want to have soft lighting? Can you dim your light? Like, what can you do to make that space mm-hmm. romantic? Make it a space that you want to go to. Make it a space that you are, you know, associating and really starting to craft memories in. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, you know, Tony shared with you guys, I know every time I step in the shower, if he's in the shower first, I know he's going to put his hand out. He's not going to let me try and finagle getting into the shower, all the things, if he's there to help. He's just not. And that's part of that special touch. And there might be, like, you might wash each other's hair. It might be that place where, you know, you're committed to soaping each other's bodies.
We've soaped each other's body. I don't think we've ever washed each other's hair.
I think you've washed my hair. I don't think I've ever washed.
Have?
I feel like once. Maybe it was an experience that we did. Like, I feel like that's happened. But that's for the two of you to discuss.
No. Like, I understand. I'm just saying that you bring that up. I was just sort of like, I don't know if that's ever happened. Definitely lathering each other totally up. We've done that many, many a times. But I'm just trying to think, like, and it's weird. and it's weird and it's interesting at the same time. So I'm a road cyclist. I've been a roadie since I was 14 years old.
This is a funny Tony Lisa shower dynamic.
So I've been shaving my legs since I was 16 years old. And
he still has his man card, everyone. I just want you to know.
I don't care. I don't like hair on my legs. Just have not. So in the shower, there are these times when it's sort of like Elisa's shaving her legs, and I'm like, hey, let's get moving, honey, because I gotta get mine done too, like, because I'm riding tomorrow or whatever, and I just notice it. So, you know, there's always those fun things that happen in the shower.
We do often, you know, we try and stagger the days that we're shaving our legs, but we have had many, many times over the years when we're both trying to shave our legs at the exact same time in the same shower.
And if you come join us at the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway in Cancun, you can see my shaved legs as I'm chilling out at the pool.
I'm just going to put in here, that is not going to be the highlight of your trip if you come to the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway. I can't believe you just said that. There will be much more to see at the Six Pillar. Like the resort we're staying at is awesome, but it will. And guess what? They have showers there that you can shower together in.
Yes. The last one we were at the last Marriage Getaway, that shower was very nice.
Epic shower for two people.
I'm believing that this one's going to be even better.
And that, just as a side note, I hadn't even thought to offer this, but for all of you that talk about like different sizes and things like that, here's a little workaround. Hadn't even planned to do this. Get a dual shower head.
Oh yeah, if you can.
Because then you can adjust it to height, and it doesn't matter if your husband's 6'7" and you're not, because you can still get water. Total like side note.
Mom and dad, remember, eventually they got dual shower heads because mom was frustrated with something or other. And
probably your dad hogging the shower.
Yeah, maybe it was. But eventually they ended up getting dual shower heads. I remember that.
It's a thing. Like that's the workaround for all the shower dynamic type stuff. Dual shower heads.
That's a great idea. Yeah, all right.
You know.
Well, you know what? Taking a shower together, it's important. I believe it's important. It's changed our marriage, and I know that for many of you, it can impact your marriage as well. And it can strengthen your pillars of intimacy, which is way more important. And so as you're listening to this, we've said it a number of times throughout this episode, can you figure out one day a week? Mm-hmm. Just one day a week. A habit is started when you're intentional and when you take action. And just like anything we do in marriage and everything we talk about here at One Extraordinary Marriage, it's how are we going to be intentional and how are we going to take action? And so we don't need to go from 0 to 7. And yet if we can go to 0 to 1, how does that change how we interact, the dynamic of our marriage, strengthening those pillars? What does that look like for each of you? So this week, go out there, find a day that you can go shower together. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We look forward to hearing about your shower time. Love you guys.